How's it, everybody? This is Dick Cheerful, and this is the Angry Podcast. And this is our inaugural podcast, actually. I just decided, hey, you know what? I like to talk a little bit about the shit that pisses me off. So, as you can see, this may not be a suitable podcast for your workplace environment. If you haven't been able to tell that already, you might want to turn the fucker off. I don't want to get you fired, so someone might get offended. Probably will get offended. That's what this podcast is all going to be about. The shit that pisses me off and just offending people, I'd say. Anyway, I just got back from a trip, and I just drove back into town. I'm getting ready to go pick up my daughter from school, and the entire fucking way, I was followed by a cop. Entire way. It was just like, okay, you know, we all know this game. They get up on your ass and they back off. They get up on your ass and they back off. It's like, I get it. I've been around the block a few times. But goddamn, follow me for essentially an hour as I'm driving back. And I'm like, okay, you know, cool. I'll just go the speed limit. Because, you know, I'm a good driver. I know you're not going to get me on that shit. So I'll just follow the speed limit. And we'll both have a lot of fun. Because you're going to have to go as fucking slow as I am. Well, I know none of the cops like going fucking slow. I have friends that are cops, state troopers. So I know you guys don't like going slow. I see you guys all the time just floating by, running red lights with your lights on so you can go get an ice cream cone at McDonald's or your free cup of coffee. I get it. You've been in the car all fucking day. Your ass is probably sore. Your balls are probably all up in a bunch. You want your free cup of coffee because you're falling the fuck to sleep. I can imagine. But you know what, dude? We're going downhill. We're driving down a mountain. Which means I don't have to use the gas pedal at fuck all. So I rode my brakes. It's a rental car. I don't give a fuck. I rode my brakes down a fucking mountain for an hour with this dipshit cop behind me who did not want to pass, mind you. Didn't want to pass going down a mountain with like umpteen passing zones, big long line of cars behind us. Dude, come on, come the fuck on. That's just being a dick, not a cheerful one at that. It's being a dick because, you know, if I wasn't in front of this fucking cop, he would have been going 80 down that mountain. Let's be real. And every car behind him would be, you know, probably doing 70 because they didn't want to be right up there with him. But come on. This is fucking legit. This is the world we live in right now. Let me just say, hey, I'm driving. The last thing on my mind is, honestly, last thing I want to happen is get pulled over. You know, I'm on a time frame here. And, so, luckily, I got back with, like, enough time to spare to do this little inaugural podcast, because I just got done earlier telling my friend, John, I was like, I think I'm going to do a podcast about all the shit that pisses me off, an angry podcast. So, I was like, yeah, why not now? Why not now after this dumb fuck-ass cop who, I guess in his head, he's thinking, one, I'll follow this guy till he fucks up because, A, you know, he's a fucking cop. So, yeah, you know, thanks, protect to serve. You protected me from going 70, I guess, down a mountain. I don't know. I mean, sure, since everybody goes 70 on that road anyway. Thanks. What was I saying? And or two, he wanted to hide behind me so he could catch all the people speeding up the mountain. Which, You didn't. So, yeah, I don't know. Most of the time, I was following the speed limit, and then he would be all up in my ass because, hey, guess what? I have to slow down to 45 in this curve because it's posted 45, and I know if I go 50, you're going to fucking pull me over probably. So I have to at least slow down to 45 or whatever the speed limit is. And then half the speed limits, I'm just like trying to slow down without locking my brakes up, because you go from 60 to 40, you got to put a little bit of effort in that, especially when you're going downhill. It's like, shit, I'm still going, 48 miles per hour in a 40 zone. But I guess it doesn't matter because you're on my fucking ass and you're going as fast as I'm going. So, yeah. Fuck. I don't get it. Then he followed me all the way to town and then he turned off. And, yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, I guess all fun and games. I don't know. So, anyway, I did make it back in town, with time to spare, like 20 minutes or so. But, you know, meanwhile, there's people out here that are driving like idiots and they piss me off all the time too. So I'll probably be talking about that more often than not. And when is there ever a fucking cop around to get those people? The dickheads that don't know how to fucking park. They don't know how to fucking merge. They're all up in your business. You know, it's 60 and they're going 70 on the fucking highway, school zones and shit. Never fucking cop around when you need them right there. So, I don't know. Speaking of police, you know, all right, you know, I with all due respect, you know, you guys have a very difficult job. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel, you know, I think you deserve respect, but at the same time, you have to earn respect too. But a lot of these cops, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you guys need to traffic your own, I guess is what I think. You got to traffic your own, because there's a lot of dickhead cops out there that abuse their power. But more importantly, I think that you need to hire better cops. It would not hurt you guys to hire some fucking geniuses. Hire some really fucking smart people. You see people going into different programs and stuff. I know there's some four-year programs for law enforcement. You see some people going to law and different aspects of that. Hey, it wouldn't hurt you guys to hire someone with a fucking IQ. You know, not every cop needs to be a ham sandwich. Hire a fucking steak sometimes. You know, raise that level up. Because I would love to be able to talk to a police officer who has some really big smarts, you know? Someone that's not just a pencil pusher. Someone who's not just out there trying to meet a quota. I want to hire someone that really wants to give back to the community, who has some ideas. You know, that would be great. Not just someone out there handing tickets out. So, the people in charge there, the administration, the governors, whatever shit. Fix this shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's today's episode. That's the inaugural episode, I guess. I'm hoping to have guests on so that, you know, we could talk about other people's angry shit. Other shit that pisses people off. So, you know, I think there's a lot of it out there. And this is like therapy. So, yeah. You know, you could always, if you're on Anchor, leave me a little message there. On Anchor. This is on Anchor. So, Anchor's got a little message area. Like this dumbass beside me who can't fucking park. That's another thing. I might have to say this for another episode. But why have a big fucking vehicle if you can't drive the motherfucker? That's what we're going to talk about next time. So next time, stay tuned to that. Big long-ass bed four-door fucking truck that you can't fucking park. Yeah, there you go. Buy that. All right, everybody. stay angry.